In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Happy Thursday morning, all. It's an open line Thursday. Thank you for listening. You can call throughout the show, 800-636-1067. Wherever you're listening, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, maybe you're traveling and you're listening to the Junks on the Odyssey app. We do appreciate that. It's a free app. Download it today if you haven't yet. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitters. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
Good morning. Eric Bickle, also here.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Tired. I have to say I am tired. I went to bed early for me. 9:30, 9:15. Still tired.
It's pretty early for you.
Yeah. It's early.
Some good sleep hygiene over there.
I mean, it ain't great, but it's better.
Cakes on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, he was up late. I know.
Went to bed at 1:20.
Oh, my God.
Roughly 1:15, 1:20.
Right. That's not as bad as I thought.
I busted 7 spots from the money at the second Cakes Classic of the month at MGM National Harbor.
Which is a good showing. It's just annoying that you didn't get there right to the cash.
It's all good.
It's hard to cash.
BetMGM Poker is having a big event this weekend at MGM National Harbor, so they folded in a second Cakes Classic into that, and they have I believe it's a 250K guaranteed tournament with flights starting today.
Oh, and you're probably in on that, right?
Well, I will be in, I believe, the Friday flight.
Right, okay.
So as soon as I'm done working here, I will hop in my Matchbox car, and I will drive the approximate 10 to 12 minute drive to MGM National Harbor, and then I'll just sit down and grind with the DJs.
You're not kidding. Cakes calls it his Matchbox car because it's basically like a smart car. It's about that size.
It's actually substantially bigger than a smart car because...
It is? It looks like the size of a golf cart.
It's parked next to a smart car, I think, or something like an equivalent downstairs right now. And
it dwarfs it.
It looks like a tractor trailer next
really?
To it. Yeah, the other car is so small.
Wow.
It's a little tiny orange car, and my car just looks so much bigger, which is hard to fathom because it's not very big.
Right.
But that there it is. Therein lies the rub.
Your car is ideal for parallel parking.
Yeah, but it is, but I don't think I've done that. Since I've owned it, I've probably parallel parked it under 5 times.
Really?
You're not he doesn't go anywhere.
Where would I parallel park?
I parallel park all the time when I go to Rio.
That's weird.
How's it weird if you're going to Chipotle, for example, and there's spots right there on the side?
Yeah, I just...
You parallel park.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to a place where they have... And only just you pull into the parking lot.
It's true.
Yeah. He just doesn't have that.
There's no parallel park. It's big, expansive parking lots. They don't have to piecemeal it down to where you have to parallel.
I mean, Rio's somewhat of a planned little community area there.
Yeah.
That's just a small little part, too. Because I frequent Potbelly. Parallel park.
Yeah.
Boom.
Very good. I had a moment of weakness early this morning when I was going up to my room. Because usually the gift shop that's near the elevator banks at MGM is closed.
This time it was open.
It was open.
You got a beer?
No, I didn't get a beer.
Is it 1:30 beer?
I went in and I got a Sprite Zero, which was delicious, after I poured it over ice because it wasn't quite cold enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Valdez would appreciate this purchase. I bought a bag of Haribos.
Gummy bears? You had gummy bears at 1:30 in the morning?
I didn't eat the whole bag, but I ate about half of it.
How do you not eat the whole bag?
Somehow I had a
little... That's amazing willpower.
I showed a little bit of restraint and only ate half the bag.
And then did you have a nice sugar crash?
Not that I could tell.
Mm.
I just went to bed. I tossed and turned for about 15 minutes. And then eventually I had probably 3 hours of fitful sleep.
I noticed that the marketplace over here in the kitchen area where you get all your goodies,
mm-hmm.
I noticed, I don't know if they've had it for all this time, but they put gummy bears there.
Oh, they've had gummy bears there for years.
I haven't noticed them, and now I see them all the time, and they just call out to me to purchase them.
They just taunt you.
They taunt me.
They call your name as you walk by. I don't know how you're gonna survive over there.
I've survived for years because I just didn't even notice that they were there.
But now,
now I can't unsee them every time I walk by.
Now you know. Now,
they call me.
Those gummy bears are doing push-ups over there, just waiting for you to pull
like
the trigger.
Like siren song. They call me.
Yeah. Hmm. So even with a discount with my rewards card, my gummy bears and soda purchase at 1 a.m. I think it was like
$8.
$7.50.
Yeah.
But again, you're in a casino. Like being at a sporting event.
You're held hostage.
You just have to pay whatever the freight is.
I
was desperate for sugar.
It's still amazing to me like what things are just in drive through these days.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's pretty nutty.
But what are you gonna do? I mean
you gotta pay.
I gotta say,
want a McDonald's shake? You gotta pay.
I've been going to McDonald's a lot.
Yeah. That's become really your new go-to.
Yeah. I'm gonna before they change all the recipes and everything and make it healthier.
Okay, maybe that's happening. Who knows?
I don't know. I've been craving a fillet of fish, even though it's about the size of a slider these days.
They've reduced the size of all the portions.
Oh my god, it's so small. It's so small and yet so expensive. I think it's like $5.
I'll give them the credit though. Like if you order, I think it's a medium or a large fry from McDonald's. That's a pretty big helping of fries.
Yeah, I think the fries have maintained.
Yeah.
Order a fillet of fish, and you put that little slider in your hand, you're going to just be stunned at the size of it.
I mean, nothing personal against the Filet-O-Fish. It would be one of the last things I would order on the McDonald's
menu.
Not
really?
Well, I mean, if I can order a quarter pounder or a hamburger Happy Meal, I would order that. Nugs, I would order Chicken McNuggets over that. I would order either of the McChickens, the original or the spicy McChicken.
I'm not a fan of the spicy
McChicken. Spicy McChicken's pretty good.
I can't do it.
With the shredded lettuce.
I tried it one time.
And then it gets cooled off by the mayo.
I think that's actually one of the things that's like on the $2 menu or something.
I think it is on the value menu.
Yeah, because I've looked at it and I can't find anything I like.
Yeah.
I'm either a two cheeseburger guy.
Sure.
There's something about the McDonald's ketchup pickle. Cheese.
Oh, it's a great combo. The little diced onions.
There's something about it. It's delicious.
They're masters at it.
I don't know who the master chef was that came up with the pickle, mustard, ketchup, whatever. Is there mustard in there? It's just ketchup.
Yes. There's mustard in there.
Little mustard, ketchup, pickle, cheese. I know you don't like cheese.
It's all good.
It's
a great combo.
It's crazy.
Hamburger. Yeah.
It's very delicious.
It's so good. It's so, so good.
And I know it's not like the highest quality beef or anything, but it's
fine.
It's fine.
The bun works. The size of the patty works.
Tiny little bun.
It's just, you know what it is? It's an American institution.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is.
It's really good. And last night at the club, I was at the club all day yesterday.
Right.
They teed off at 12. My wife had tennis from 4:30 to 6. She showered. My daughter went over there. Kate worked out. We had dinner at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get home till 8:30.
You got your money's worth.
I got my money's worth yesterday. I had a silly. What did I have? I had the prime rib.
Okay, good.
So good. So good.
Horseradish.
You know, just a mushroom Bordeaux sauce.
Oh,
whatever.
Very fancy.
It's not that it's fancy. It's just good. I mean, whatever. Valdez, what do you eat over at your spot? They have good food over there?
Hidden Creek?
Yeah.
I don't eat that much.
You don't sit down at the dining room have dinner sometimes?
No, I really don't have dinner. But like, I'll just get like a club sandwich if I'm starving.
Solid choice.
But you know what they have that I get psyched for?
Hmm.
They have the best onion rings I've ever had in my life.
Onion rings are slept on.
Yeah, and they have this jalapeno ranch that you can dip it in. Oh my God.
That sounds good.
And they're perfect. They're the perfect fry on them.
Nice.
Oh, they're delicious.
Can you bring some in next time and share the wealth?
Yeah, I'll let Raina know.
Yeah, let her know. I was the king of the comp last night at MGM. Like,
when aren't you?
I aced it. No, I just mean like using it and making sure I basically use it right up to the amount because you can't, once you activate the comp, you can't take it with you.
Like, what does that mean?
Basically, so if I have a $100 comp on my card to go to Voltaggio, like I did last night.
Oh, you can't use the extra, like, $20 later.
Like, if I only spend $75, that other $25 of comps just go off into the ether.
Oh, so how do you maximize it?
Well, I'll tell you. Last night, I went to Voltaggio, saddled up to the bar, which is a new move for me, which is I've never done before.
But like, you're solo, right?
You're by yourself.
I was solo. So perfect. I was like, this is fantastic.
Perfect.
So I ordered a Marg to start.
All right.
Then I ordered the 10-ounce Wagyu hanger steak with a side of fries.
All right.
That's about $80 right there.
Well, the Wagyu was $72 on its own.
Right.
So then your side is $10. Who knows how much the drink cost?
Oh, you were over the 100 right there.
But I was close. Bill was 102.
Perfect.
Nice. I mean, it's just,
yeah, but then you have to tip.
Yeah, I tipped.
Yeah.
I've seen you maximize it before.
Yeah.
When I went to the Cakes Classic.
Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah.
He didn't order a drink to go. When I participated in the Cakes Classic and Rom was there, we went to Smashburger.
Yeah. Shake Shack.
Oh, it's Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Shake Shack. And at the end, Cakes goes to the counter and orders four beers to go to maximize.
Do you think this guy's gonna leave the comp on the table?
No,
or as Ron would call it, the romp on the table?
You're from Prince George's County.
Of course I'm not gonna do that. If I order at the sushi spot and I have 75 on the comp and they tell me I've got $10 left, well, then I'm just gonna stuff two Fiji waters into my backpack and boom, there's my comp. I've mastered the art of the casino comp.
Nice.
I don't know if that's a great, like, that's not going to get me anywhere in life, but it's part of who I am.
I was watching that Mickey Mace guy. You know who that is, right? The guy that with all the tattoos that hits all the casinos and blackjack and everything.
I don't think I know this person.
Never heard of him.
You've seen him before, I'm sure, on social media. I started to get a little bit size, and this is very much against my instincts.
Okay.
But for the progressive jackpots.
Yeah.
And there he was just saying that once it gets a certain threshold, whatever it is, then it actually does the odds do kind of come in your face. It becomes worthwhile. When the progressive jackpots get to a certain level, then your value per spin or whatever.
Got it.
I started to get sized.
So now you're going to try to troll through the casino,
see the biggest one, and maybe try to get in there and hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like a losing proposition, but the way he explained it.
There's a term for people. I think I've talked about this once before. There's a term for people that troll through, like, the slot machines.
Yeah.
And they're looking for, like, the machines that are about to hit. And they've been given a name, like, Sour something. Sour. I can't remember.
What you're talking about.
Like, if they feel like the machine's about to hit. They'll sit there and wait for you to get up, and then they jump in.
Yes, they know the machine is primed.
Because it primed, hasn't paid
and
out.
The, yeah, and then the person, they're waiting for the person to go busto.
Right.
And then they go in there.
So they can jump basically in their grave and steal their progressive jackpots.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times they work up all of these bonuses and they can't use their bonus because they're out of credits. And so they slide right in, steal all of the bonus, have all the progressive stuff.
Do they kick those guys out, or do they let them do it?
I don't know.
No, they let them.
It's kind of weird behavior, and it's frowned upon. And you just look at these people like, well, you're just a gigantic loser.
They're smarter than everybody else. You're sitting here
all day waiting for this machine to free up, and you're staring. You're staring daggers at the person all day, trying to get them to move off their spot.
Man, this guy Mickey Mace has more tattoos than Jelly Roll.
Oh, he's got a ton.
All over his
face. Is that the first time you've seen him?
Yeah, I'd never seen him.
Yeah.
Apparently he loves Baccarat.
Yeah, he's a Baccarat guy.
Wow. Lots of people love Baccarat.
Yeah.
Those pits are always filled.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand the game either, but I know one thing about it. It's wildly popular.
Yeah. Is that a game that Asians love to play, Baccarat?
I think a lot of people love to play it, but I think,
Asians like to play it, right? Yeah. I don't know why, but it always seems like there's a lot of Asians playing about Baccarat.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. They probably figured out that it's maybe it's closer to decent odds.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Not sure. All right, coming up on the show today on an Open Line Thursday, Brian Baldinger will join us coming up at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. Dave Richard joins us at 8. It's already, is it week 12? Valdez, are we in week 12 of the NFL?
It is week 12.
That's unbelievable that we're already here.
Thursday night football tonight.
So you have Steelers, Browns tonight on Thursday night football. Dave Richard will dispense that fantasy advice you need at 8 o'clock. And Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us coming up at 8:25. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders and we'll tell you why Jaden Daniels is wrapping his ribs during the game. So we'll be right back. Just a friendly reminder that the Fans merch shop is open for your holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com for our selection of men's and women's shirts and hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. Maybe you get that Commanders fan in your life, the Hail Mary t-shirt. That's a hot seller. Or the Hail Jaden t-shirt. Those are right there on the site. You can go do some holiday shopping. Order now for holiday delivery. The perfect gift is at 1067thefanshop.com.
Man, I just read about Jersey Mike's owner selling his share in Jersey Mike's for $7.5 billion. Cakes, you could have been Jersey Mike's. You worked at Subway.
I mean,
this kid worked at 14 at a place called Mike's Subs.
Okay.
All right.
He just slapped Jersey in front of him.
He was 14. Then at 17, he learned the owner wanted to sell.
Yeah.
He got a loan for $125,000 from his football coach to buy the one location of Mike's Subs. Got it up to 400 and just sold $7.5 billion worth of Jersey Mike's to Blackstone.
It's called the American Dream.
So he just sold it?
That's what it looks like.
A couple days ago, I saw that.
Okay, I saw that dude being interviewed like a year or so ago.
Last name is Cancrow, right?
Yes.
Peter Cancrow, I think is his name.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw that dude before being interviewed, and yeah, living a dream, man.
What a score. Pretty impressive.
Could have been you, Cakes, when you were slinging subs at Subway.
I was more interested in getting blackout hammered and then not working at Subway anymore.
Right.
Getting out of the sub game.
By the way, just so you know, Cakes has 4.5 Bitcoin.
No, not quite. I mean, you're overstating
four
it by a little.
All right, whatever. Yeah. 4.25 Bitcoin. It's at 98,000 right now. So Cake's got about half a milli in Bitcoin.
I mean, it's
so silly.
It's not terrible.
It's so silly.
It's a decent part of my portfolio.
I'm thrilled with my little stake. I have like 6/10 of one, and I'm thrilled.
If you have any, you should be happy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe Jaden Daniels is investing in Bitcoin. Brought him up because you can buy a t-shirt at the merch shop. We finally got some clarity yesterday on why he's getting his ribs wrapped during the games. Here's Jaden Daniels explaining why that's happening.
Dude, I know fans are wondering, you know, during the game in between drives, you put on this wrap on your ribs. What does that do for you and why do you do that?
It's to stay warm. I mean, it's getting later in the years, it gets colder. You don't want your body parts to get cold. So it's just to stay warm.
I don't know. I've never seen anybody use the Ace bandage to stay warm. But, you know, usually you just put a jacket on.
Right.
Those guys have those big ass oversized coats.
Like, he's a California guy. Like, yeah. He strikes me as a guy who's not a big fan of the cold because,
I mean,
it's not even really cold, that cold yet. And he's got the big, like, winter parka.
Right.
He's always got the beanie. I'm very pro beanie.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. But yeah, like he's from San Bernardino, California. Like he doesn't like cold weather.
Right.
And why would you? If you grew up in California, why would you like cold, gross weather when November and December hit?
I would wear all the warm clothes.
Sure.
I would have an electric blanket.
I'm surprised you're not wrapped in a bunch of Ace bandages right now to keep warm.
Believe me. I would have one of those like heat vests.
Sure.
I mean, I would have everything.
Right.
But whatever.
The HTTC crowd, though, is convinced he's injured, despite what Dan Quinn says.
No.
The only way they're going to be satisfied, I guess, is if Jaden plays really well, then that'll silence the criticism. If he has an average game, a subpar game, if he misses a throw, they're going to blame it on injury.
It's so dumb.
It's actually a free roll for bad play for Jaden Daniels. You just blame anything that goes wrong on injury.
But I think he's running hot in two respects. One, he had the extra time to recuperate after the Thursday night game. And two, the Dallas Cowboys are looming on the horizon.
I know, you keep saying that. I hope that's true. Look at our record against Dallas.
They're an easy out for everybody over the last 5 weeks.
That's true. I'm picking us. I don't have the same quiet confidence. I don't have the same confidence you have.
So confident.
You know?
I'm like the most confident.
Would you put another ragu bath?
No, I've gotten out of the one way wackadoo bits.
You're out on
and bets.
Yeah,
the bets were. I only get humiliated at the end.
What if Valdez took the other side? What if Valdez took the Commanders? That's not a one-way bet.
Yeah, I don't need to put myself in those positions.
Put it in harm? Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. Like,
I'm just seeing if I can catch you in a vulnerable moment.
I'm cool to do bits for the show. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But where I don't have any outs and everything's negative.
Yeah.
I'm trying to limit my exposure to those spots.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha. Well, I watched that presser.
Like, Valdez would want me branded. Like, he would want me to get branded with, like, a Cowboys logo on my butt.
I want that star on your ass so bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the kind of thing he lives for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if the Cowboys were to win, he would get a branding iron.
Trap,
he would brand my flat butt.
Do you have a tattoo or something from a bad Big Owen Dukes bit? Or is that only Dukes that has all the tattoos, like on his cheeks? Do you have a tattoo or anything? You're not plugged in.
Sorry, I'm listening to some podcast audio. Some stuff up.
Yeah.
Do I have a tattoo?
Yeah, do you have like a bad, like Big Ol' and Dukes tattoo from back in the day?
My body is perfectly
unsoiled. Oscar had one at one point or still has one.
I thought Dukes, he backed out of a bet.
No.
Wasn't Oscar supposed to have one?
Oscar,
yeah, he backed out.
Dukes has a couple tattoos.
Dukes has a couple from the show.
No, he's got one that said Chance Dukes on it, on his butt. That was a payoff because he didn't lose enough weight. And I believe he has a Star Wars tattoo.
Chance was his dog?
It's just a long story. One of his many nicknames.
right. Okay, all right. I thought maybe your only real bad beat was when you're making out on stage. Well, you did that for money.
Oh, I've had a lot of bad beats on that show. But, the one that sticks with you, is kissing my guy.
Right. I think it sticks with most people. But
I seem to have moved on.
By the way, a small side note. This is from last week. Apparently, Dukes was thrilled that I dropped the nugget that Oscar had temporarily moved back in with his mom, like while he's having renovations done on his place.
Oh, is that true?
In D.C.
Did he just trash him on a show?
Well, he got a big kick out of it.
Yeah, he got a kick out. He called me. I'm driving through the hotel. Uh-huh. I see Chad Dukes calling, and he's like, "Hey, you're on the air." I'm like, "Okay." And he had to dive deeper on why Oscar was now back in the neighborhood.
I don't want to do the whole thing, but are they like on good terms or?
Oh, I don't think they chat, but I don't think there's any animosity.
They've moved on, but there's not animosity.
Yeah. No, he was just getting a kick out of it. The Oscar still is like obsessed with his mommy.
Listen, if you're having house renovations or whatever, you want to move in with your mom to save a few bucks. That's okay. I assume he brought his wife.
Yeah.
They're both living in there. Yeah.
I did the exact same thing when we moved into the new house.
Right.
We were having the floor stained.
Hi, mommy.
My mother called.
When you're having the floor stained, you can't stay in the house. So what are you supposed to do? Get a hotel?
Our guy Oscar has a questionable relationship with his mom. This has been documented over the years. His mom's like always rubbing lotion on his chest.
He's
rubbing what on his chest?
Always like, rubbing like lotion like on his chest. Vapor rub. It's a weird relationship.
There's something going on? Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't get it.
Here's the thing about the Commanders when you were talking about Jaden Daniels and the Cowboys. I mean, you just look at the last five games. They haven't really been competitive the last 2 weeks. I mean, smashed by Philly 34-6. Lost to Houston 34-10. And at that point, you're thinking this is your last stand, right? At 3-7, it's over.
It's over. Like, they don't even make any sense in that when it's 3-7, why do you keep trotting out Cooper Rush? Like, don't you want to see if there's anything to extract from Trey Lance? Like, don't you give him a start or two?
Well, I think he's trying to save his job. I don't think he's in the business of grooming anybody. I think he's trying to save his job.
The one thing
Cooper Rush before won like four games. There was that little run he had.
Yeah. I just have zero faith in Cooper Rush.
The one thing is a solution.
I don't think he's a solution. He's a stopgap.
They have been better on the road. Like at home, they've been horrific.
Yeah.
So, in fact, defensively, I think they've given up the most points at home of any team.
Mm-hmm.
In history, NFL history, most points per game allowed at home by any team in a season in NFL history.
I will say this. I'm not as confident as Cakes that it's going to be some sort of like 50-point drubbing and it's just going to be a disaster for Dallas. I think it's an NFC East matchup that could be difficult, but I will say this. If we lose, it's a catastrophic loss. So, I'm not as confident as Cakes. I'm confident. Not as confident as Cakes. If we lose, it's a catastrophic loss.
You actually should win by like 3 touchdowns.
I mean, I'd like to see a score. I need to see us score 30 again.
Like,
I need
if you win by 10, it's almost like not good
enough. This is a get right game for the offense. Like this is a
For
the offense, lift off, score 30 points.
If the offense doesn't score 30 or 27 or 28, that's not great.
And it doesn't.
We need to get back on track.
It doesn't have to be exotic with Jaden passing it 35 or 40
times. I don't care how you do it.
Go run the ball for 200 yards and put Dallas out of their misery.
Right. That's why I say I don't need Jaden to throw for 350 and three times. Like, I don't care.
It can be brutally efficient by just
score.
Running the ball relentlessly against
them.
Score
like 90% of the time you have the ball. Like one or two punts.
Right.
Kick a field goal or score a touchdown all the other times. That's what we were doing for like 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Get back to that.
Texans punted it 4 times. But yeah, I mentioned the punt statistics. In the first 9 games, the Commanders averaged slightly more than 2 per game.
Right. That's what we need to get back to.
2 games, they've had 11 punts.
Right. Offense has not been as efficient.
This can't be a squeaker. Sorry.
It won't
be great.
Can't be
a squeaker. At the end of the day, you just want the dub. I know you. But it won't be great.
I know, but that's...
It won't be great.
I know. Welcome to good team territory, where a win by one isn't good enough against a bad team.
That's right. Well, now people want style points.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
you got to look good winning sometimes.
Well, and also what you got to do, and Keim talks about this, is you got to beat the bad teams. And that's what they've done so far this year. They haven't really beaten the excellent teams, but they've taken advantage of the bad teams. Well, they got to do it again. And I don't think it's going to be as easy as Cakes thinks. Just because it's a division rival, and they know each other very well. Quinn knows them. They know Quinn.
Hey, in honor of Jerry World, will you stare at the sun? For a minute.
You want me to just you want to permanently damage my
blind
retinas?
Him?
Yes.
No, I mean, no. I already have my ears already ring 24/7. Now you want to affect my eyeballs too?
Yeah. All right, for 10 seconds, you got to take binoculars and look at the sun.
Just fry his
again,
eyeballs.
I'm trying to get me in a moment of weakness. I'm not going
to
do it.
I know, I'm trying to damage your retina.
Cowboys are 3-2 on the road. For some reason,
who are their wins over?
Well, I mean, you got to go back to the beginning of the season.
I mean, they actually beat the Giants and they beat the Steelers on the road. Yeah. I don't know how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
2017. Well, that was their last win.
Did they still have Dak?
Yeah.
Dak played in that game, yeah.
Yeah.
And their last 2 road games were fairly close. San Francisco 30-24 and Atlanta 27-21. Again, that's Dak Prescott as the starter. I mean, in that these Cooper Rush games, they've been blasted.
They've bottomed out.
Right.
They've been outscored 68-16 in the last 2 games.
I did watch the Jaden presser as I was driving in this morning, and I watched the DQ presser. And they do, I have to say, they look a little refreshed. DQ talked about how, you know, that now they could actually have a real Tell the Truth Monday, where they could really be honest and go through the film and say the things that they need to work on and practice this week. And they're having full practices. Jaden could get all his timing. Because I asked him, you know, you said that not having the practice, how did that demonstrate itself in those games? He goes, well, just timing. Our timing was just a little off, and we're having the time now to rep that out, get the extra reps, to do it over and over and over. And I think you're going to see the benefit of it.
Yeah, I saw most of Jaden's. Mm-hmm. He's just such a calm,
such a chill guy. He's the chillest.
He was talking about like what he did over the weekend. Just sounded like he was in his house just watching football.
Yeah, watch football, play video
games. Watch college football. Watch NFL.
That's perfect. You know what? That's perfect because the team that's coming in to play him, CeeDee Lamb and Trevon Diggs. Right, that's his first name, Trevon Diggs. They were shooting a rap video after they got blasted by the Houston Texans at the club. So I'd much rather have Jaden just watching football, just having a quiet weekend at home, recuperating, wrapped head to toe in ace bandages, than being out of the club and shooting a rap video after you just lost by 24 points.
That when he was on stage with Wale, that it was cool, and you know, to be able to be, you know, around somebody and support somebody that had so much impact, but that's not really his scene.
Right.
Yeah.
He made a point of saying that.
What'd your spies say? Did you ask your spies at MGM National Harbor?
I forgot to ask. You know what? I'll do some digging on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess we're not going to get a lot of juicy details about Jaden at behind the scenes.
Because they have nice spots there. I'm wondering if he went to any of the spots after or just hit a table or just bolted.
I'll do some digging. I'll contact my sources.
I would be shocked if he was like Paul Pierce and he had a stack of chips.
That would shock me, too.
That would shock me.
Yeah, but I could see him with a couple buddies playing blackjack for an hour or something.
Maybe, but he doesn't strike me as like a sicko D-gen that's just going to be there and close the spot down.
This could be another terrible read, like thinking Tiger Woods is a virgin or something. But he just doesn't strike me as like some addicted gambler.
No, I'm not saying he's an addicted gambler.
But
I'm
just saying, like even like a
D-gen. I think he was just out there to have a good time. That doesn't make you a D-gen.
Understood. But a little bit of a D-gen.
Not really.
I think he was just there to do the appearance and probably get out. That's what I'm guessing.
No. The D-gens are the people that were in the Baccarat pits and the high limit area when I was walking out of MGM this morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the real D-gens because they're gambling at 5 in the morning. Right. I'm guessing Jaden isn't doing that. Don't forget, coming up later, Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. We'll talk more NFL with him. And get your fantasy questions ready for Dave Richard because he's coming on at 8. NFL Week 12 starts tonight. The Junks will be right back. It is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines, they're wide open. You can call us whenever. Any point during the show.
Yeah, and I see John DePompa is calling in this morning. It looks like he's upset. Shocker. Always upset about something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John.
I don't think that's fair. Although, hello, JP. Hello, EB. And that's the only two junkies I'm speaking to at the moment.
All right. See, he's still harboring resentment about the Ovi bit.
Yeah.
So I guess I am still upset about that.
Were you encouraged by week to week, though?
I was encouraged. You don't know, but I was encouraged by Carberry's comment right at the end of your interview when he very clearly said this is not a season ender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was encouraging.
I will say this. I spoke to someone yesterday that's paid by the organization. Okay.
Radio insider.
They're involved. And it didn't say it's a 100% fact, but he was basically alluding
to
that it's probably a fracture of some sort. So like the tibia or fibula. I don't know the difference between the two.
I couldn't tell you.
But that's probably something that doesn't require surgery.
I know the femur.
Just gotta let it. One's the tibia? ED. Which one's the fibula?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up online.
Yeah. But go ahead.
You're only an expert on the bones that grow outside of your body, like your Temu teeth that you have.
I wish I had Temu teeth.
No, you don't.
Maybe. The stuff I've gotten from Temu so far,
yeah,
solid. I have to say,
I've raised eyebrows.
She and smile.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Sorry. Look. First of all, can I just say one thing about the show in general? Like, let's calm down about Jaden Daniels. He had one bad game against the Eagles. He was perfectly fine against the Steelers.
I agree.
There was a series of drops that crushed his stat line.
Totally.
Whoever cares about that? And they were a shaky ref spot away from like very well. Damn near winning that game. Like. The Eagles, he played poorly against the Eagles. Like, that's about it.
John,
you know what I mean?
Let's calm down
a little.
This guy is not panicking about Jaden Daniels.
Well,
this guy right here. The guy that you're not acknowledging. Not panicking.
Everybody. Well, Drabby compared him to Trevor Lawrence, which I think is like comparing him to, like, Taylor Heineke.
Well, if Jaden can even get to 25 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, then he'll be on his level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drabby's a stat guy. Like, we're all eyeball test guys.
Tingle guys.
Sense to watch the game. Yeah, we know what we're looking at. Drabby,
sure. That's literally the complete opposite of me, John.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it.
Well, that's not all right. Let's not lose our focus here. I got a big beef with Matt Valdez.
All right. All right.
What I do now?
Do you have any idea what this is about?
No.
All right, so look, the Commanders have had a resurgence, right? They're relevant again. They're good. Yeah. They look like they're on the right track with a new ownership, new GM. Like, you know, they look like they're building the team the right way. They got a rookie quarterback, probably a franchise guy on a rookie deal. Like, this is exciting, right?
Yeah.
And Valdez,
Super Bowl window's open.
That's right, baby. And Valdez, he's so smug. And he's so irritating where he's trying to be our Sherpa to guide or our consigliere or, you know, to guide us on what it's like to root for a winning team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every I mean, you don't know what it's like, John.
Well, how about I got a World Series banner hanging up. Where's yours? I mean, 1983. Come on, boy.
Hey, keep comparing other sports.
Well, look, he doesn't.
Someone's off like topic. You keep talking about baseball. We're talking about football.
Well, how about you? All right, look, he acts like the Ravens, you know, are perennial powerhouse, which they are. The second they lose, he starts firing off drunk tweets to Jaden Daniels' mom. He starts tweeting, it's just sports.
You didn't do that, did
I
you?
Didn't understand that one. I did. I think I did
Hold on,
see
he
that.
Did? Yeah. Okay, this is news to me.
I saw it. I didn't understand
this is stirring the pot.
Yeah. All right, what did you do? She was keeping, like, receipts on everyone trashing Jaden Daniels, and she just got her NFLPA license. She's going to be his agent.
Right.
I don't know. It's just kind of unbecoming. You're having mommy tweet out on your behalf.
Hey, mommy.
Well, all right, hold on.
He was Rick that Patrick Queen came back and punked his team. That's what he was mad about.
I understand that. So he's just lashing out. But why were you upset with Jaden's mom? This went unnoticed by me. This might be a serious thing.
She was in the
what was
path
her
of my tornado.
What was to her transgression?
No, she's just saying how she's keeping receipts
on,
just like people bad mouthing Jaden.
And you felt like that was you
well, I feel like as a show, Drab is critical of Jaden, and I'm critical of Jaden sometimes. Felt like it was directed at people being critical.
here's the tweet.
You took it personally.
Hold up, for people that don't know, because I saw it, I didn't understand it.
I had no idea this.
So
was
there's
going
a
on.
Tweet from Miss Jackson.
Yeah,
is right. Her handle is lovely.
Like that.
Ms. Jackson.
I actually love that.
Her tweet was, I remember.
Yeah.
That's it. All I right. remember. Then Valdez quote tweeted it and said,
oh, no.
You just got your NFLPA license. Go work on your son's contract. Go work in the shadows.
Wow. That, hold on. There's no reason for that.
No, it's completely.
Also,
there's
no reason for that last year.
She tweeted that on a Saturday.
He quote tweeted it on Sunday.
It was in my FYP.
What is that?
The For You page.
Oh.
It came up on my FYP Sunday.
For Valdez page.
Yeah.
FVP page. Right,
but you were... I still don't understand the hostility.
I don't like that she's keeping receipts.
Why? You keep receipts?
Of course I keep receipts. I'm not an agent of my son that's going to set a contract record in
right.
5 years.
Well, don't you think it's nice that she's... going to represent her son, and that she's.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, she's got the license.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. What is this? What's
going
on? He's
jealous that another mom is going to be an agent. He thought that was Lamar Jackson's special thing.
Is Lamar's mom his agent?
Yeah. She also doesn't.
Is that what it is?
Is that what it is?
No, but she doesn't come to her son's defense on social media.
She did after the injury. She wrote, "He's fine." Remember, we spent a bunch of time talking about the mom saying that Jaden was fine?
I just don't think mommy should be spouting off on social media.
It's pretty innocent. She just wrote, I remember.
I did not know that Valdez had this beef.
He triggered. His hat in the ring.
I had no idea this was going on. But I think you're right. I think this is post-game bitterness. Just
of course
like
I'm bitter.
Heated. Just start lashing. Did you lash out at others? Or was it all reserved for Miss Jackson?
That was reserved for mommy.
Mm-hmm. For Miss Jackson.
Mommy.
I had no idea this was going on. By the way, now he probably hates us. She's probably looking
sure,
at that
by association.
Going, yeah, who's this Valdez, producer, the sports junkie? Mm-hmm. The sports junkie is giving us a hard time. Now he's going to hate us.
Don't worry. There's millions of people that think we're one voice.
Yes.
That is true.
That's what I mean.
People can't discern that there
that's
are multiple people with different opinions.
The HTTC crowd was so upset that we were talking about Tom Lavera's article and questioning Jaden's dip in play. And then they hear what they want to hear. Sure. Like, you guys never mentioned the opponents.
JP.
Are you allowed to
say
that?
Too many times that we talked about the opponents and the defenses that they faced the last 2 weeks.
You're dealing with cult members.
Yeah,
is what it is.
The leader's John DePompa.
No, I'm not at ACC. How dare you?
Yeah.
I've never been so offended in my life.
You got your black Nikes on?
John is one of those unbearable fans
he
on
is.
Twitter.
He doesn't want to say it, but he is.
He thinks the announcers
Drab,
are...
You root for 75 teams, Drab.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect. John cries about every flag. The refs are against his team.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez hates my players.
Unfollow me.
The refs hoard us with a spot.
Yeah, big crybaby.
I miss all this stuff. I'm missing all this drama.
Well, yeah,
I'm missing all the drama.
You probably muted him. He was so annoying on Twitter.
I don't see it, but I didn't see Valdez's stuff either.
Yeah, he's muted.
It's hard to see tweets when you're driving.
Holiday cheers and stops off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so is that why you're upset?
I'm not really upset. I thought it was funny that Valdez acts like he's superior. Like, let me tell you guys what it's like to root for a good team.
All right, but he's doing a bit. That's his shtick. You got to give him that.
It's a shtick. I know.
It might also be residue.
Also, it's just sports.
Might be residue from John. He's still pissed at me about the Ovi thing.
I am livid. Yeah. Single-handedly, ruined the goal chase.
He may still break it this year. If he misses 3 or 4 weeks,
I'm here
he can still break the record.
I'm here in a
this
month.
Year.
In a month. Month would hurt.
I guess size for
month would hurt. I think Drab said a month would be like 14 games. That would really
correct.
Hurt. That would really hurt. The chase.
Better than all season, though.
It is better than all season. All right. All right. Thank you, John.
All right.
All right. There you go.
Pretty poorly.
We want Dallas.
The old we want Dallas bit.
Drab, how come you didn't tell me that Valdez had a thing going with Jaden's mom?
I forgot. And also, sometimes I'm a little embarrassed to bring up Valdez's behavior on Twitter.
I thought he abandoned Twitter.
No, he lashes out.
You know what? You rage tweet. You're a rage tweeter. It's like road rage.
Yeah.
You rage tweet.
And I don't know if he remembers what he tweets a lot of times. Yeah. So I just don't bring it up.
I didn't know you were a rage tweeter. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she was in my Warpath.
Nice Commander/Skins reference. I like it.
Right. All right.
Well, now I know that the Jaden Daniels family hates the Junks because their star producer is attacking the mother.
Valdez on the Warpath.
I was not attacking. I was giving her a suggestion.
What did you tweet exactly?
They read it. I said, you got your NFLPA license. Go work on your son's contract.
And basically zip it.
Yeah. Well, it's unbecoming. Sorry. Unbecoming.
Wow.
Unbecoming.
I remember.
Now Jaden hates us.
Elicited rage.
Yeah.
Now Jaden hates us.
Well, his mom definitely hates us. I don't know about him, but the mom clearly does.
You should tweet her some positive things about Jaden.
I think he's a rock star. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Let her know.
I might have to.
Counteract Valdez.
I'm the voice of the Junkies.
Did you get attacked?
Not really. Some people. I like stirring the pot with HTTC crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, it works with John calling
They're easy
in.
To rile up. There's no doubt about that. All right. When we come back, we will hit the Skins, get the latest on what's happening as they prepare for the Dallas Cowboys this weekend at Northwest Stadium. And we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger coming up at 7:20 right here on the Junks.